Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about relationships, addictions, law of attraction, and much more. We're also on Big Bang Sound on SoundCloud, hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is, how did my relationship change for the better using my brain? Yes, using my brain. Our brain is made up of these amazing energy flow. It creates these sort of neurons that go through our brain on a continuous basis, and we're always thinking. We have a thought every millisecond. So we have millions of thoughts in our mind throughout a day, a 24-hour period, even when we're sleeping. So how did I use my brain? And this is actually quite funny, because my wife keeps on asking me these questions. Use your brain before you die. So I started using my brain. And it's based on acceptance. Because I didn't think I was very smart when I was growing up. You know, I blamed dyslexia. I blamed so many different situations in my life why I did things. Oh, I'm just not very smart. Or I just wasn't thinking. That's because I didn't want to think. When I started to use my brain, and I'm not talking about the conscious mind, means mind, I'm talking about the subconscious that you cannot see. Those are the things that we can start to really focus our life on, the things that we cannot see. Because we can see what's in front of us, unless we're blind. And then we have different senses for that. But what we cannot see is often the things that we need to see. Especially pain. I'm talking about the emotional pain that comes from our childhood. Because when we have our subconscious mind, we're creating situations that are always going to be coming into our life. So with my relationship, I was always creating this negative energy. I was always wanting to have situations of arguments with my wife, because I wanted to receive from when I was in my childhood. Because I wanted to receive these anxious feelings. Those moments in my life where I started to argue or escape into my alcohol abuse. It's because I didn't want to face those situations. Because that I was creating. So I was creating this situation so I could go drink. I was creating these situations with my relationship, so I could escape. Because I got married, I got divorced, and I got remarried to the same woman. So every time we would have these moments of arguments, I'd want to escape. Every time. Every single time. And when I started to really dive into the subconscious mind and how I create everything in my life 100% and start taking responsibility for them, then this light bulb went on. You ever seen a cartoon where the light bulb goes on? Exactly what it was. And do I know everything about subconscious mind? No, I'm learning about it. How I create, where it comes from, the things that we cannot see. And that's the defining moment of truth when we're facing those. It's like that, you know, if you walked outside, and this is a great analogy, if you walked outside in the nighttime, in the dark, in pitch black, and there's a noise in the woods, and you don't know what it is, you become afraid. Because it's the unknown. You're not sure what it is. It's the things you cannot see that are often the most scariest. It's very similar to that, but we cannot even hear those painful moments that we're creating. Especially when we're not really focused on the negative side of things, or the things we want to receive. That's driving us, and that engine is going continuously. Yes, there's moments in my life where those things pop up, but now I can actually use the tools of understanding the subconscious mind. And I ask myself these questions. Okay, why did you want to receive this situation? Why did you want to feel in that moment that anxiousness or anxiety? Then I started to really think about, okay, there's a reason, and this is the reason. Then all of a sudden, I started smiling. I'm like, okay, that's where it's coming from. So how can I delete this past pain? It all comes to taking responsibility that I'm creating. Because I use this take responsibility almost every time that I talk about this, because if we don't take responsibility, what happens? They happen over and over and over again. We'll never release them. And if we blame somebody else for those situations, means our partner, means our wife or husband, then we'll never move forward. We're always moving backwards. That's why I always use that one step forward, never one step backwards. Because if you're always moving forwards and deleting these past thoughts and pains, you'll always have those thoughts. You'll always have those thoughts, but you know where it's coming from. And you can start to heal them. And identifying them, so they don't happen. They don't have to happen again. They really, truly don't. And it's our choice to receive them or not. Because the universe only knows energy. Doesn't know yes or no. Maybe or maybe not. It's very linear. It only knows exactly how we feel. And what we think. And what we believe. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101. Also, Big Bang Sound on SoundCloud. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. Welcome back, everyone. Now, the title was, How Did My Relationship Change for the Better Using My Brain? So number one is everything happens for a reason. The subconscious mind, the things that we want to receive are in our subconscious mind that we do not want to see. And that we can't see. The conscious mind is what we think. It's what's in front of us. And it's just like the dark, like I said. The darkness we cannot see. So just imagine like the subconscious mind is the darkness. And there's no sound, no visual, no smell. It's there. That's the universe. That's the energy flow. Number one, face what we do not see. Face what we do not see. So everybody, remember, always live the life you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of within your life. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. and we're out.